on 444-100. I think that might be something to think about. That's something to get your hands into pretty simply. Moving into an area you kind of know something about, but doing it with a new and simpler platform and getting your feet wet, just doing something that's essentially familiar to you at some minimal level, and then use that as a springboard for something else. That might be something to think about.
Thanks for the input. I'll be listening.
Three. Anybody else on this topic before we move on?
W2KBS.
Mr. Carl.
Yeah, feeding the dead horse. I think it's like Heath kits. You know, you could have asked yourself 20 years ago, why would anybody buy a Heath kit and assemble it when you could buy a store-bought radio? You know, you learn by doing. And this is a simple computer. And you learn by putting it together and, not completely. I mean, the board is assembled, but you add the peripherals and all that and figure out how to make it work. It's a heck of a lot simpler than trying to figure out how your Windows laptop works. Okay, back to net, W2KBS.
How about better than, wire wrap wiring a 512 byte memory board and debugging it? Good point, Carl. And a lot of it's plug and play. What's so nice about this platform is that there's a lot of plug and play things you're familiar with. So while you're noodling through the newness of the Linux environment and the Pi itself, there's a lot of things you can do with it immediately that are familiar to you. And I think that's the interesting thing. There's enough onions and stuff, to be useful. All righty. Well, anybody else before we go on? KD2CRB, Stu, it's all yours. K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KD2CRB. Just want to say hello to everyone. Good evening. I had the opportunity last Tuesday to take Skywarn spotting training up at Mawa at the Hall of Heroes and found it very interesting. Those of you who are weather buffs and want to do some community service in the event of any hazardous weather or what have you, provide information to the NOAA folks. It's a very, very interesting training, and we got a very good turnout. There were about 121 people that did show up, and I would say about a good 75% of them were amateur radio operators. So that's it. I just wanted to say hi to everyone. Wish everyone a very good evening. This is Stu, KD2CRB here in New Milford, New Jersey. Back to net.
Very good, Stu. Very good. Yeah, well, I was actually in the parking lot as everybody was arriving. I was not in the big parking lot. I was in the Op Center parking lot. And people kept driving in to that parking lot. And a couple of people actually went to the door of the Op Center, which was pretty funny. And I was waiting for my son James to come out of work. So that was pretty amusing in its own right. I kept directing people to the right answer, but some people went to the door anyway. And the employees there had no clue to what that was. But then my son James knew. So he was starting to direct them in the right answer. Anyway, the Skywarn thing is really useful. And I got to tell you, being weather aware, is a useful skill. It's a useful life skill. Nothing to do with anything more than that. On top of that, if you can, formulate a decent report and help the National Weather Service with what they call ground truth observations, that's huge, 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 huge. Because they need to get ground truth to correlate to what they're seeing in their telemetry, to validate their telemetry. So it's all good. Anybody have any comments about Skywarn? Okay, well, Stu, I'm glad you brought it up. One thing I will point out is that a week from Sunday is the Mara, what do you call it, the Mara picnic. Unfortunately, that same weekend, yet again, is the Ramapo Rally bike ride. And I know we have a lot of non-members of Mara here, so I'm putting out a pitch that we need volunteers for the Ramapo Rally. And if you are available, or you're not planning to go to the picnic for whatever reason, although I encourage you to go to the picnic if you're a Mara member, frankly, please consider shooting me a note again, and I'll be happy to get you the details. So we're looking for people to man rest stops and also sag wagons, and which means you ride around on someone else's gasoline, which is very cool. You're welcome to bring your own if you have the appropriate vehicle to move, you know, sweaty bikers around who can't continue on. But it's a practical matter. We're looking for volunteers who are ham radio operators to help marshal a 1,400-person, three-county bike ride. So, with that note, just shoot me a note at w2ttt@awrl.net. It's fine. Any else, other questions about Skywarn? We're very dependent on that because the weather in one location along the route need not be the same as others. That's why we made a point of getting that involvement. We actually have George, KT2CLG, and KB2ANF, or KA2ANF, pardon me, Joyce, monitoring the weather desk for us across the entire course. That's really, really handy and allows us to position resources, get riders out of hazardous ways as best we can when weather comes up. Alrighty, moving right along. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy, it's your ball, K2BAR. WU2S, K2BAR.
WU2S, sorry.
Go right ahead, it's all yours.
I apologize for the delay. Yeah, just a quick comment. Got the vector impedance antenna, vector impedance analyzer back from repair in California this week, and it's working. The whole deal was the $9 oscillator wasn't ossing, so they replaced it, you know, with the usual exorbitant charge for labor, but that's to be expected because they had to figure out what was wrong. And it's back in my hands, and it's working, and I'm testing some antennas, so life is good again. Back to net control.
Oh, very good. That's excellent. That is really excellent. Sorry to hear that it you know, decided to malfunction, but boy, at least the remedy was within reach. Let's see. Just FYI, I know Carl's listening here too. I was up at Camp Gaw on Tuesday evening and surveying the improvements in the site, and figured that four or five nodes scattered from one end of the parking lot to, or from the far end of the parking lot, you know, nearest the lodge and up through the lodge area, then slightly up the hill, as we discussed from the internet gateway, I think will give us a fine network, and we should be able to get decent internet as well as local video on scene. So I'm looking forward to that, to say the least. Randy just referenced, I did some basic testing the other night, and of the new code, the 1.0 code, so I'm running 1.0 code on all my nodes at this point, just FYI. And Carl, it's the same thing for you, too. So, Randy, after Monday, we really need to buckle down and see if we can figure out what the scoop is with some of these with some of these Chinese antennas that we have. In fact, if you want to bring the vector network analyzer on Monday, you're coming. We can sweep my coffee can and a few other things that are digging around, okay?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it on Monday. Another all-day commitment, but I guess we'll be available tomorrow if you're going to be at Fair Lawn, or of course the following week.
Yeah, I'm up at the scout camp until Saturday, so yeah, it'll have to be next Friday. But that's great. Well, you could buzz somebody else's stamp metal antenna. I'm very curious as to what that shows. My lord, those things are really strange. Lordy, lordy. Anyway, the vector network analyzer is a sweet tool. I'm glad it's back in service.
Yeah, so am I, and I can also bring along a commercial, a good quality, I'm not sure where it was manufactured, but good quality Yagi for Wi-Fi. And it was one of the first things I measured on it, and so I can show you what, you know, good readings are supposed to look like back to net.
That would be lovely. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. How big is the commercial Yagi? How many elements? How long?
I don't remember how many elements. It looks like it's about a foot and a half long or so. I think it had... claim to have 11 or 12 dB gain, but I'm not really sure.
I got you, but it's a piece of art as opposed to a stamp metal piece of crap.
Yeah, it actually seems to work as it's supposed to.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing. I've gotten some odd readings from what I've used. Stamp metal Yagi. It's clear to me that when I had a very open environment that it made a noticeable difference. And yet, when we were testing in Fair Lawn in the parking lot, it almost seemed to be a liability. So I'm thinking that there were all sorts of reflections from the buildings, the cars, the ground. You know, that just was just wreaking havoc with the whole thing.
Maybe, but we need to do some testing, as you said, and more importantly, document what we found so that we're always operating from known quantities. WU2S back to net control.
What a concept, right? Okay, very good. Well, this is a pretty exciting week. You know, AJ's on, he's got his license, and he's now going to make some noise. And, some of the other guys are getting active too. Pretty cool. A lot of high technology stuff going on, and you know, putting in the hands of normal folk, as it were. Carl, did you want to add anything? Carl might have had a dog moment that he has to cope with. Alrighty. Anybody else on this topic?
$20 for 5 poles, $20 for 5 poles,
and be happy to arrange a convenient delivery. Or, in the case of FedEx, an inconvenient delivery. It all works. Alrighty. Anybody else? No, well, alright. We kind of beat the horse to death. KQZO, I have something I just wanted to report to you. I'm using a 40 meter OCF in inverted V configuration. And it is just a kick-ass antenna. I just want you to know that. And this week I'm using it here at Scout Camp. The center is about, 15 or so feet in the air, and the ends are, maybe, 5-6 feet off the ground. And it's just marvelous. Now, the location is, to be honest, is 1,500 feet in the air, and yes, there's roll-off in just about every direction. Nothing is up nearby, let's put it that way. So, the OCF rules and rocks once again. Okie dokes. Anything else from anybody else before we secure the nest of the evening? Alright, well, thanks to everybody for your kindness and your cooperation. It was a very lively net, and I found it to be interesting. I hope you did too. Just a reminder that a lot of the guys do show up at the Fairlawn Radio Club on Friday nights to tinker. And our next general meeting of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association is the first Sunday of the month, which will be, I guess, Labor Day weekend. Or will it? Yeah, this will be this year. So, look forward to seeing you there. There's a bunch of meetings that I've been out of town for my son's hockey, one after the other. So, that's been kind of a plus and a minus all at once. And, look forward to seeing some of you at upcoming bar activities and or at the Ramco Rally. God bless, take care, and enjoy. This is W2TTP K2B Air, signing clear, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, expecting that just average radio equipped for the use of the repeater. W2TTP.
Treats you, should I say affectionately, at least not
place, and I'm going to crash for the night too. I think that's a good idea. We've had a lot of late nights and early mornings, so if I get into bed before 11, and, you know, be out of bed at 7, which is lovely. The joys of Friday morning, you don't have to get up early for anything. So I think we're in good shape that way. But yeah, let's listen to the weather forecast and see what the overnight forecast is and see if this thing is supposed to come out smack, you know, say Rockland or Orange County. If it is, then I'll know to expect a little rain overnight. If not, hey, all the better. On the wild, one of the T2AR, W2TTT.
K2EIR closing station.
And I'm so tired that I said something stupid. Bonsoir. I said bonsoir. Good black. No, good night. Bonsoir, mon ami. K2EIR. I mean, K2EIR, W2TTT. I think I need to go to bed.
Okay. Well, you're enough noisy that I didn't have to. I wasn't sure what you were saying anyway. 73, K2EIR.
I can fix that. Okay, W2TTT. Night, Howie. I can go to bed for the first time in 3 weeks before 11 o'clock. maybe during the day tomorrow, I guess the mobile rig on the ham shack here, camp. So, 73 is you well. K2GN double, get 2 GG2.
Okay. Nice time hearing you again. Got you. I listen a lot. I don't get on that much. When I get on a night like this, this is the first time anybody's come back to me that I can remember in the last probably half a year. Nobody seems to be on a repeater this time of day. We've got a couple of guys who are on late at night, but I listen to them at home, and I think they add to it, so I just listen. All right, get to bed, get to sleep. Don't fall asleep while you're driving. W2TTT can tonight.
And, I'm not going to drive. I'm in scout camp. I'm standing outside my tent. 73, have a good one. And I'll have a better signal in the morning. K2ETN, W2GTT, up and clear.
WA20ZKD2BOR.
You got him, you lucky devil. WA20ZOZ.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Don. I finally got your card yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it took, two or three times longer than when I sent Steve his.
I think Steve got his last Saturday. I got mine yesterday, which, of course, was Thursday. So, five more days. That's the U.S. mail.
And he's out of state also. Yeah. I guess Charlie should be in there soon.
Yeah, we got at least another 20 minutes for Charlie somewhere in that area. I don't know if my clock exactly. Yeah, I got about 120, 139. At least another 20 minutes or so for him, unless he's going to get out a little earlier this morning. Who knows?
Yep. I was looking for one of my catalogs, Universal Radio catalog. I just had it a couple of days ago, and now I can't find it. I checked all the catalogs I have on the bed here. I checked my stacks of magazines all over the place. It just, like, disappeared. And I wanted to show it to Charlie tomorrow, but, I guess not.
Now, my mother always said when I was younger, when she couldn't find something or, you know, whatever a little mischief I was getting in, she says, oh, it was that little man that came while we were sleeping, you know?
Yeah, that little man, maybe I should go to the government CDC, Kraft Disease Central, or something like that.
Oh my God, we gotta find out what we did with some of those brain cells.
Yeah, I had one hell of a mental workout on what's left of my brain and my sanity. Between this one manager and what can I say? With this guy, it's a case of the incompetent being in charge of the competent people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're sorry to say, yes, I do. Well, you got to look at it this way, Don. You don't have much longer to grow, go, so you just got to grin and bear with it.
Yeah, that's the path I'm taking on it. And I got a message, an email, that my two power cords for my 857 and my 2 meter 5/8 wave and 440 antenna, looks like a hamstick, is in the mail.
I tell you, you're going to be a talking fool when you retire. Your truck's going to look like the Empire State Building with all the antennas on it.
Yep, I remember the late WB2TGY telling me he got stopped by a cop and he couldn't figure out why. And then the cop went over to him and Bob rolled down his window. Says, what did I do wrong? The cop goes, oh, I was just curious why you have so many damn antennas on your vehicle.
I would think the cops have a lot more to worry about than why people have so many antennas on their car. What do you think?
Yeah, it caught me by surprise. I'm going, whoa, doesn't the cop have anything else to do but stop him and ask questions about all his antennas?
W2BOR. I saw this one picture on the internet. I don't know if I mentioned it to you before, Don, but there was a guy who had a mobile. He was into radio. Don, there was not a spot on his dashboard, his seats, his sun visors. You had to see this car. It was wall-to-wall radios.
I saw a picture. I don't know if it was in a magazine or a manual, but I saw something similar. You couldn't see anything. Couldn't see the seats, the dashboard. I think I just saw it within the past 3 months, this photo, but I forget where I saw it.
I think I seen it on the internet. It was kind of funny. But I would imagine if he had all those radios in there and he was using different bands, if he had all those antennas for those radios on that car, I could imagine what the outside of the car looked like.
I don't know. He probably had his decals of his call sign, decals of equipment, antennas, and maybe you couldn't see any paint.
The only thing I would figure, if you've got that many antennas on your car, one's got to interfere with the other if they're too close together. Would you think I was right on that?
Yes, to a degree. I read somewhere if you have a whole bunch of antennas very close together, they should be cut for different wavelengths, but there still has to be some kind of interactivity, even with unresident wavelengths from each other.
N1LU.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Why don't you pick it up?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to get in the car in a minute. Don, I sent you that that file with the audio clip on it. I just did it just now. I'll talk to you when I get in the car and I get close enough. This is N1LU.
Okay, which email did you send it to? WA2ZOZ or the Cablevision?
The Cablevision.
Okay, when I get to work tomorrow, I'll play it. Okay, go to your vehicle.
Catch you later, N1LU.
AB2TIA.
Hey, Steve, pick it up.
I've been sandbagging for a little while. I was cruising around the internet listening to you guys. Thought I'd take this opportunity to say good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I guess you heard me and Rocky talking about it took 5 more days for him to get his QSL, and he lives in New Jersey.
Yes, I did. I got it right away. you had mentioned it, and I had it. It seems like a day later. So, and it's already in the book, my collection. I was on HF. They said 20 is good, but when you hear 9 America, 9 America, and S2, you know the band isn't too good.
I haven't. 9 America. I forget where that is. Where is that?
That's Emil in Croatia. You can hear him almost every single night. He runs a kilowatt through like an array of beams. So he's usually the strongest signal I receive. I'll have him at least 5.9 to 20 over most nights.
Wow. I haven't heard a station over S9 on 20 meters since I got on about 3 weeks ago.
The last couple of nights here, 20, there is activity. It's just very light. Everything I get is like S2, S1. Last night he was S1. Tonight he's like an S2. You can hear his audio, but he has no signal.
Alrighty. Also, I have a 20-meter dipole in my living room. Part of it goes through my kitchen. But my first two contacts were Southern Alabama and the Dominican Republic. And if I could hear some more DX, maybe I could try working them. I do have the MFJ antenna tuner. The thing works like a charm.
How are you doing, Rock? You got a lot of work tonight?
Hey, good morning, Steve, or good evening. I got one car here and needs a power steering hose. I gotta wait for it to come later on, so I'm in no great rush. How was your night?
Well, I was actually kind of busy. I started off rough. I was late. And so my boss told me, he says, you know what, don't punch in, and I'll just put you down as having a meal the first hour. That way you don't get docked. So I said, all right, that sounded cool. So, I've been running around with this new babysitting situation, and it seems that everything that can go wrong goes wrong. So I missed the train. I'd gotten stuck in a traffic jam on the southern state, and there was just no hope. So I was late to work, and but my boss was cool about it, so that worked out. But the rest of the night was just so long. But at least today's my Friday, and I'm a free man.
Yeah, very good. Sorry to hear about that babysitting stuff. Do you have it straightened out now, or is there still a problem?
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my wife about what's going on for next week. She's been handling it pretty much. And I'm hoping her cousin will do it for another week. It's much closer. And, I don't have to fight so much traffic.
And that would be good with your situation, how far you got to travel to work. Okay, very good. Good hearing you in there. Over to you, Don, KD2, VOR.
WA2ZOZ. Okay. I'm still working, and I applied for Medicare. I got the Medicare card, and I have Part A that I could take advantage of now. That's just for the hospital. And I also have my regular benefits with the company. So I don't have to worry about that certain date to update my drug plan and, for instance, Part B, which is the doctor. I can go to any doctor I want, right? Well, no, not anyone. Not any doctor, but I could stick with my regular doctor. And I could apply for the different benefits anytime I want. But if I was totally retired, I'd have restrictions. I'd have to sign up at certain dates. Charlie, you available yet?
Just backing out of the truck.
All right, yeah, you're, I heard you, but you're a little bit weak. Over to you, Steve.
All right, Don, sounds like things are flowing into place for you. I'm covered through our union and the hotel, and I don't contribute, and it's pretty decent. So I can't really complain. The people in the boroughs have to use like one of three clinics that the union runs, and it's state-of-the-art facilities. It's unbelievable, and it's almost like a private hospital for those people. If you live out of the area, like in Jersey or Long Island, Pennsylvania, we have some people. They get to go wherever, I think it's a Blue Cross Blue Shield is accepted. So you can go anywhere that's accepted. And your own doctors, your own everything, you don't need the referrals. And so that's been working out good for us.
and we also have dental. And they do specify the out-of-area dentist, though, which is convenient because it's only about a mile from my house. And otherwise, you have to go into Queens, Long Island City. But the only thing we lack is a prescription plan. So unless you get a union-approved medication, they're not paying for it. So that's about it, though. But I can't complain. It covers my whole family, and it saved us a bundle. My wife stopped using hers, and her company actually from time to time gives her a check saying, hey, thanks for not using the coverage. KB2TIA.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, we have dental. We have an eyeglasses plan, and they pay most of the bill, not all of it. And we have, I guess you have this plan also, like if you want a TV or you want to buy some furniture or something, you get a discount in certain places.
I haven't done that, but I know that there are some of the guys at work do. Through the hotel trades union, they have an agreement with somebody. And you get a card, though you don't really need it. They just confirm where you work and usually get it. One of the plans, Verizon for a while, was giving a discount, and then they stopped it. So people were getting their phones for like 30 off, and they stopped that though. Verizon dropped out. But besides that, you know, some of the deals were just, it was just small percentages off, and you didn't have much choices, you know, to places. So we do have stuff like that, though. That's about it. Let me see if Charlie's in a better spot. N1LU, KB2TIA.
Negative, negative. You're going to have to give me about 10 or 15 minutes. I'm just, I'm still in Stamford. Give me a few minutes, N1LU.
That wasn't bad, Charlie. You were perfectly understandable. You were about 80%.
All right, well, maybe give me 5 minutes then. Let me get on the parkway.
Okay, Don, over to you.
I think it's Rocky's turn. Pick it up, Rock.
Thanks, Don. KD2BOR. Steve, question. You said you don't contribute towards your insurance. Do you pay union dues?
Yes, I do.
So I guess that might be basically, I guess maybe your contribution might just be involved in that. I don't know.
I'm not sure how exactly it's paid for, because my union dues really aren't that much. It's like $13 a week, I think it is. And once in a while, they take up strike fund and stuff like that. They add a little something extras on. But it just went up, and we leveled off at 13. It used to be like 12 and change. And now I think it's 13 a week or something like that. But for what we get, I can't complain. It's a very powerful union. A lot of the hotels in New York, all the big major brands are union hotels, and we're all in the same union. So when you mess with one hotel, you're messing with, like, a whole bunch of them. So, and those union meetings that they hold, they need these, like, huge halls. You know, they fill these hundreds of members show up each time. During the lease, our contract just got renewed last year, and we got an extra sick day and some other our raises are laid out for the next 7 years. And they had thousands of people show up to that rally.
Very good. Sounds like you got a great union there, because you know yourself, especially with a family, health coverage, oh my God, that's, besides job security, I guess, health coverage is one of the biggest things.
I'll tell you, as frustrated as I get with my job, I know that really is the major factor to stay there. And it's one of the reasons a lot of the people
they don't want to retire. You know, we have so many people. I'd say about 25% of the workers there are able to retire. And nobody ever leaves, you know, because they want to keep the health care as it is. And, you know, it's, you know, and it's good money. It's a good paying job.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Over to you, Don. 82, BOR.
WA2ZOZ. Okay. Yeah, our my company, they treat me pretty well with all the benefits. We're non-union, at least where I work is no union. We have one union shop in Brooklyn, and I understand since the union came in that a lot of the employees aren't really that happy. I remember, Al Sharpton was there rooting for the union with them at a union rally, and that's the only cable vision facility that's unionized. I'm gonna go for about 15 minutes, and I'll be back. I'm gonna have some coffee and do a couple of things. KB2TIA, WA2COZ.
Okay, Don. I think we should check on Charlie again. I don't know. I guess it's been about 5 minutes. N1LU, KB2TIA. How you doing, Charlie?
KB2TIA, N1LU Mobile. I'm getting there. It's a little tough over here on the Merritt, especially with the smaller antenna, with the lower gain, and the topography over here. But anyway, this should be fairly good. I'll have some bad spots, but anyway, I'm in here, and it's Friday. KB2TIA, N1LU Mobile.
What's your plan tonight? You put in 5 hours, and then you're going to jet?
No, I'm going to put in most of a full day. I'm hoping to get out by between 11:30 and 12 today. Then I'm going to go over and meet Don at the wagon wheel.
Okay. Well, enjoy your meetup. That sounds good. That's the place where you sent the picture of the lady friend?
Yeah, that's the place.
Very good. Over to you, Rock. KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Thanks, Steve. KD2BOR. So what's your plans for the weekend, Charlie? You going to try to do some more on your car with the radio?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to try to get everything set up on it. Get the cable run to the battery, into the trunk, and get the Kenwood set up.
Yeah, I know you mentioned yesterday you don't know when you're getting that mount yet, do you?
No, I checked again. It said 1 to 3 days. It was shipped on the 7th, I believe, so I have no clue. Usually with a tracking number, it tells you estimated delivery date, but this did not say that.
That would be nice if it showed up today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, if worst comes to worst, I'm just going to keep the front panel up here in the seat and wait for the mount to come.
Very good. Okay, why don't you pass it around? 82, BOR.
All right, very good. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have a nice weekend. At least Sunday and Monday will be nice. So I'll get a barbecue in on Sunday. They said Saturday isn't going to be a complete washout either, so hopefully I'll be able to get some yard work done as well. But looking forward to the three-day weekend. KB2TIA, N1LU Mobile.
Friendly reminder, Charlie. Red Bull Indianapolis is August 13th through the 19th. We will operate 1,500 Zulu to 300 Zulu on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before those race weekends.
Yeah, I'm all set. I still have to mail out the my QSL card for the last one. I didn't have a chance to do that yet, but I'll get that done this weekend.
You sent one out for the first one. I didn't send one out for the second one either. Is that what we have to do? You have to send one for each contact?
That's what I'm assuming. Have you gotten anything back from the first one?
Negative. I just have the one from last year.
Okay. I don't know how you, I think you have to give them the information for all three races in order to get the special certificate. Otherwise, you'll just end up with three separate QSL cards for each race. And I think you have to send them $5 as well. I don't recall, but I'll look it up on that guy's call sign, W9IMS.
Yeah, it just says, send your QSL card with date, time, frequency, and report, along with the self-addressed stamped envelope number 9 or 10, business envelope. Our QSL cards are 3.5 by 5.5. If you are going to try for the certificate, please wait and follow the certificate directions below.
Okay. Well, I know I sent out the first one, so I'll send out the second one with the SASE. Did it say, yeah, it said a stamped envelope as well, right?
Self-addressed stamped envelope. Now, it says below, but all the information is out of date. They're showing the previous years, and they don't have the current information. So, I don't know. You'll have to read this. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, okay, I'll check it out. Rocky, just to refresh my memory, that nut on my battery terminal, that's a 10 millimeter, you said?
Yes, the two small ones on each terminal are 10 millimeters, one on each. And if you want it to go under that big lug on the positive one, I think that one is 13 or 12.
Now, what would you do? Back them off and put a ring terminal on, or just back them, take them off, put a ring terminal on, or just back them off and put a space terminal on?
Personally, myself, I would back the nut all the way off and put a complete ring terminal on it.
Okay. All right, so I'll have to go and find a ring terminal that'll fit. I'll probably have to make a trip to the hardware store anyway.
Too bad. I could have gave you a couple while you were here.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think of that until I left.
Have a whole box with all assorted terminals. When I did mine, Charlie, I crimped the terminal on, but after I crimped the terminal on, I soldered them also.
Yeah, that's what I usually try to do as well, just to give it an extra extra good connection. Okay, yeah, I'll be able to find something in my hardware store, I'm sure.
And just watch out when you go into those hardware stores. You're probably not going to get the best crimping terminal. So even doesn't matter which one you get, long as you solder them, they'll be fine.
Okay, very good.
It is $5. The certificate includes postage, the envelope, a stiffener, and a custom printed certificate and cards for each of the three races. If you just send them your QSL and self-addressed envelope, stamped envelope, they'll send you back a card for the one you raced. So you could wait until you do all three. I guess you could send for each of the three cards, but I know when guys were working him this last time, I heard him telling them, "Oh, we have you in there for the for the first race." You know, he was telling people that they were already in the database.
Oh, okay.